Hello, and welcome to the Ghost Kids Podcast,
where we tell scary stories for kids.
My name is Julie.
And my name is Alex.
Today, we have two stories.
The 13th Floor.
And Mary Blue Eyes.
Let's get started.
It's me, Julie, and I'm going to be telling you the story, Mary Blue Eyes. Once upon a time, there was a girl, and she was 7 years old. It was going to be her 7th Christmas, and what she really wanted was a doll who had pale blue eyes. As she was sitting under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning, her parents handed her one last present. In the shape of a doll box, she closed her eyes and carefully unwrapped it. And inside was the doll she'd been hoping for, the doll with the pale blue eyes. She loved the doll with all of her heart. And on Christmas evening, she went to bed with the doll in her arms. Now, in the family that this girl lived in, there was a mom, a dad, she had a sister, a brother, and, of course, there was her. Her name was Mariah. Now, the Christmas evening, as she tucked into bed, when she heard the clock strike 3 a.m., she heard a noise. It was a door creaking. And then she heard a small voice. My name is Mary Blue. The next morning, they woke up, and her sister was gone. No trace of her. No sign at all. The next night, she tucked herself in with the doll in her arms, and again at 3 a.m., the same voice occurred. And in the morning, her brother was gone. So the parents were very, very scared about the events that had been happening. So the next night, they decided to stay in a hotel. And of course, the girl brought the doll with her. And again, at 3 a.m., she heard, "My name is Mary Blue Eyes." And when she woke up in the morning, both of her parents were gone. Mariah suspected that her doll was to blame, so she threw the doll in the trash and raced away from the hotel. That night, a piano fell on Mariah. And if you go to visit Mariah's house, you can hear the faint singing of a little girl singing, "My name is Mariah. I am going to kill you."
Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm going to tell you the story, The 13th Floor. Let's get started. So, one day, this person's house got wrecked by a fire. He's like, "I've got to move somewhere." He moved into this hotel, and he had enough money to buy this thing, this room in here, and it looked good enough. But when he got there, he thought it was going to be a bad room because it was super cheap, dude. And then he went into the room, and it was amazing. He didn't know why it was so cheap, but here's one thing. He didn't realize there was something wrong with it. One night, he tucked himself in and heard a piano playing. He's like, "Where is this coming from? I just need to get to bed." Heard the piano playing more scarier notes. He's like, "What?" And then the piano got louder and louder and louder. And then boom, stopped. He went to sleep, and the next day he was really scared. He's like, what is this thing? Is it going to kill me? What? So he just thought this. The next night he just thought this thing just blew over, but that was not right. It happened again the next night. He's like, I've got to see what's happening here. He went to the downstairs thing. It still looked nice. He went there, and then the piano was playing even louder than before. Then he hears a voice that's like, you better hide. He's like, am I dreaming? I probably am just having a nightmare. And then something grabs him by the neck, chokes him to death. And then another person moves into that room. He's like, wow. The same expression that the guy was like, the other guy was like when he moved in. He's like, dude, I love this place. And he eventually started to live there. Like, this is my new life now. Eventually he went downstairs and got choked to death too.
The
hold it, not the end. Okay, so that's kind of like a twist here. So, then every single time you go to a hotel near a beach, then the same thing could happen to you. The end.
Thank you guys so much for listening. It's me, Julie.
And it's me, Alex.
And make sure you don't have nightmares after you listen to this.
Like, make sure. If you're too scared, go sleep in your parents' room.
Yeah, and if you can't sleep in your parents' room, maybe sleep with your brother or sister. But thanks so much for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week for a new episode. Bye!